The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Rebound fought for. Mestel is able to come up with it for Kearney Catholic, and he'll give it up ahead here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is going to drive. That's a tough left-handed layup that's up and in. So Brady Holtmeyer with his first bucket of the ball game.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Kearney as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals battle the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Up top, there's two Ravenna players, and they end up turning it over. Grosshans comes up with a loose ball, one on three. She takes it all the way in and scores. Emma Grosshans.
Both squads look to rebound from losses suffered on Saturday to Hastings schools. Kearney Catholic was swept by Hastings St. Cecilia, while Donovan Trumbull dropped a pair to Adams Central. It's the Cardinals and Stars coming up next, but first to do next seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, or good evening, and welcome back here to Cope Coliseum here on the campus of Kearney Catholic High School. Our second game of our Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. The Kearney Catholic girls had no problem with Donovan Trumbull, but that was somewhat to be expected as the Lady Stars win it 69-14. We anticipate a much tighter boys game. Donovan Trumbull comes in with a record of 5-7, Kearney Catholic 7-7 on the year, and both teams very similar, kind of up and down. They'll have good moments during a game. They'll have some bad moments during a game. And just a matter of whoever plays better the longest usually is going to come away with the win. And we can compare some scores between these two teams, but it's going to kind of sound like it would sound when you compare 5-7 and 7-7. Both teams have won games against teams that the other team lost to and vice versa. So it should be a very close matchup here between Donovan Trumbull and Kearney Catholic. For the Cardinals, they get their scoring primarily from Noah Keller and Mazur and Christensen. They got three players that really kind of lead them in terms of scoring throughout the course of things. And for Kearney Catholic, they'll get most of their scoring punch from the three-headed monster of Jackson, Holtmeyer, and Masker, two seniors and a sophomore. And Kearney Catholic does average a little bit more per game in terms of scoring. So the pace of this game, if it's a higher pace game, a little bit higher scoring game, may favor Kearney Catholic. And if it's a little bit lower pace, it might favor Donovan Trumbull. In any event, we anticipate a great matchup between Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull, our second game in our doubleheader here on ESPN Radio. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams. In and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters and have more of our pregame right after this timeout.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin first of all for Donovan Trumbull. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 5-7. on the season. And their starters are Ben Turner, a 5'10 senior that's averaging about 4 points and 1.6 rebounds per ball game. Noah Keller is a 6-foot-tall senior. He's averaging 12.6 points and 2.7 rebounds a contest. Tate Mazur is a 6'1 sophomore who's averaging 7.2 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Jacob Kreidel is 6'4 and a senior. Kreidel is averaging 5.1 points and 5.4 rebounds a game. And Zach Christensen, 6'3 and a junior. He's averaging 6.8 points and 4.2 rebounds per contest. So, again, a little bit of a size advantage here for Donovan Trumbull. You wouldn't normally say that, but they will be a little bit taller than Kearney Catholic here tonight. For the Stars, their starters are going to be Tyler Mestel, a 5'11 junior. Mestel is averaging 5.6 points and 3.6 rebounds a contest. Zach Jackson is a 6'1 senior, averaging 9.4 points and 3.7 rebounds. Brady Holtmeyer, a 5'11 sophomore, is averaging 9.9 points and 4.5 rebounds. John Masker, 6'2 and a senior, is averaging 9.2 points, 2.6 rebounds, and rounding it out for the starting lineup here for Kearney Catholic, Harrison Pierce, the 5'9 senior. Harry is averaging about 5.2 points and 3.2 rebounds for head coach Scott Carlin. And we'll see what Steve Hartman and the Cardinals have in mind here for Kearney Catholic. Donovan Trumbull, of course, will be in their road black uniforms, the white numbers and letters across the front. A little bit of trim in there that's both red and white. Sharp-looking uniforms here for Donovan Trumbull as they'll be taking on Kearney Catholic. Again, your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. So both these two teams, as we mentioned, have some similar opponents. They've played some teams in common. Both of them have played St. Cecilia. Both of them obviously falling to St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull lost really early in the year by 30, and that's about the same number Kearney Catholic lost to just last week, last Saturday, as they lost that one 59-38. So very similar games in that one. Both teams have played Elm Creek. Donovan Trumbull hosted the Buffaloes and lost 57-42. Kearney Catholic did pick up a 75-41 win. Elm Creek was a little short-staffed that night with some injuries. And both have played Ravenna. Donovan Trumbull fell to Ravenna 62-43, while Kearney Catholic won a tight one 66-63. So, again, comparing some scores, probably a slight advantage to Kearney Catholic, but again, Kearney Catholic comes in with a slight advantage in terms of their record as well at 7-7. Donovan Trumbull, 5-7 on the year. We'll take a quick break back after this.
Find a truckload of savings on the ag tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 reduces fuel costs and downtime. BKT pivot tires give great traction and long tread wear. Come see the new generation of low-profile tractor tires with the Mitas AC85 R1W. Ask about getting a $100 rebate on Firestone tires. Call for current prices on their tires in the size you need at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. The starters have been announced. We're just about ready to get things underway. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doing the jumping here for the Cardinals will be Jacob Kreidel. And for Kearney Catholic, it will be John Masker. So we're just about ready to get things underway. Tip is in the air, and we're going to re-jump it. That wasn't a well-thrown ball by our official Jim Langan. I'll give him grief about that later. Now that's a better tip, and it is going to be controlled by Donovan Trumbull. So they have first possession of the game as they bring in the offensive end, and the Stars are going to go man-to-man. And so on the balance here is going to be Mazur. Mazur, great drive, finds an open area, banks it off glass, no good. Rebound tipped it, and coming out of there with it is going to be Tyler Mestel. And Mestel passes the ball up ahead, and we've got a foul. Trumbull, good look at it. And then we're going to have a little push that's going to be called on Jacob Kreidel as the Stars were hustling upfield, up court. And so Harrison Pierce will get the inbounds here from Mestel. They're going 1-3-1. Well, let's give me 2-3 zone to start off here. Screen being set to set up Harrison Pierce. They'll give it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, 15-foot jumper is up and good. They shaded off of Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer ended up, after setting a nice screen, getting an easy look. Ben Turner trikes it on the baseline. He has a shot blocked by Mestel, and coming up with it is going to be Jackson. So Jackson on the run here with the drive, and it's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say it went off the shoulder of Zach Christensen, who was in there underneath defensively. Stars just kind of lost the ball on the drive, so they're fortunate to be able to inbound it. Harrison Pierce to toss it in for Mestel. Mestel baseline jumper is short, and Christensen pulls down the rebound. So Christensen with the rebound, and they'll get it in the offensive end here. Noah Keller facing some pressure, kicks left side for Turner. Turner's going to fire a three. It is no good, and Mestel with the rebound. They'll give it up ahead here for Pierce, over for Holton.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. Three-point play not finished, and a timeout being taken by Donovan Trumbull. So it is still 4-0, and we're going to have a walk that's called here on Donovan Trumbull as they get the ball in the offensive end. And trapped in the corner over there was Noah Keller, and he ends up taking a little extra step with it. So Holtmeyer couldn't hit the free throw and finish off the three-point play. So it's 4-0, and now Kearney Catholic turns the ball over. And they'll pass it up ahead, and that's going to be a hard foul there by Jackson as the ball goes over to Ben Turner. Turner, strong drive to the basket. And the foul by Jackson, just so there isn't an easy bucket there after the turnover. And so Turner will go to the line. We'll have two free throws. First foul of the game here against Kearney Catholic, and Turner's free throw is short. So Turner will bend the knees here and give it another couple of shots. Another shot here anyway. 61% free throw shooter, misses both of them. And this one is going to be rebounded by Masker, who's going to drive in with that offhand. And his shot will not fall. And Donovan Trumbull now will face a little bit of pressure after it was rebounded in underneath, as that rebound was taken out there by Mazur. On the dribble here is Turner. Turner throws it through the lane off the hands of one Cardinal, but tracking it down is Kreidel. Kreidel now kicks left side for Turner. Turner, nice pass on the baseline. Keller will drive. Keller misses the shot, and we've got a hell ball on the rebound. And the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic, so the Stars will maintain the possession here. And this will be Harrison Pierce and Mestel bringing in the offensive end. Checking in is Tristan Stevens for the Cardinals. So the freshman will come up and put a little pressure on the senior, Harrison Pierce. He gets a screen. Harrison Pierce has the dribble, gives it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer shoots over the top of Stevens. His jumper is no good, and rebounded by Donovan Trumbull. Snagging the bound there was Kreidel, And a little bit of token pressure being put on Mazur, who brings in the offensive end, and we're going to have a reach called on Harrison Pierce. And that'll be the first foul of the ball game here on Pierce. 4-0 Kearney Catholic. 5:29 to go. And checking in for the Stars, going to be Cam Moore. Bryce James, also into the game here, Nathan Williams. And Matt Masker in the game as well. Only starter still out there is going to be Zach Jackson. Wiping up a little perspiration in front of the Kearney Catholic bench here, as they don't want to have a wet spot on the floor. So Stevens will inbound. Also out there, as we mentioned, is Keller Christensen. And down low is Kreidel. So 5:29 to go. Here in the first quarter, we have a nice little bit of maintenance work going on. Elwood right now leads Overton 16-14 on our sister station. Classic hits 98-9 in boys basketball. The Elwood girls won earlier 45-40 on our doubleheader from the Fort Kearney Conference out in Elwood. I don't think that was just a little perspiration. I think somebody spilled a water bottle down there, and they had to do a lot of mopping. And in any event, we're all set and ready to go. Ball's going to be inbounded here for Keller. James will put a little pressure on him. Keller comes up in the lane. Nice little crossover dribble. Loses it, and Jackson comes up with the basketball. Donovan Trumbull turns it over, and driving in is going to be Jackson, and Jackson will lay it up and in. So 6-0 run to start the game here for Kearney Catholic. Long pass up ahead, a dangerous pass, but tracking it down is Kreidel. Kreidel is able to get it off to Mazur, and we're in the half-court set. Christensen picked up by Williams. Now we'll give it off here for Stevens. Stevens has it stolen away by Cam Moore. Moore with the steal. The layup off glass. Good. So Cam Moore with a great defensive play there, making the steal and then the layup. Pressure being put on here for Kearney Catholic, who lead it now 8-0, and the pass back out by Noah Keller in the corner. Nearly intercepted by Williams, but it goes off of his hands and out of bounds. Ben Turner is going to check back into the game. And inbounding is going to be Zach Christensen. Stars inbounding it, going full court pressure man-to-man here. Pass up ahead, down the sideline, Turner has it. Nice pass through the lane, they break the press, and the layup to Jacob Kreidel. That was a great pass there from Turner to Kreidel, as he threw it in a small window, but it turns into an easy bucket, and it's now 8-2. Stars started the game on an 8-0 run, and now a drive here by Jackson in the lane. Can't get the shot to fall, and it's going to be rebounded by Christensen. So Christensen pulls down the bound after the miss. A little bit of pressure on. Christensen gave away. Now he gets it back. He'll bring in the offensive end. Throw it on that left side here for Stevens. Stevens kicks it out for Mazur. His three-pointer is no good. And rebounded out of there by Brady Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer pulls down the bound. James will give the ball back to Holtmeyer in the offensive end. Holtmeyer will step up from about 15 feet away, and Brady Holtmeyer will stroke it in. He's got 6 in the game. It's 10-2 Kearney Catholic. Started the game on an 8-0 run, and now they got that bucket back that they gave up just a little bit ago, and we're going to have a body foul going to be called here on Williams. So Nathan Williams stepping in there trying to get the angle, but did not quite have his position, so he's going to be called for the block. That's now 3 fouls on Kearney Catholic. 2 have been whistled against Donovan Trumbull. And to toss it in here is going to be Ben Turner. Turner will toss it in for Noah Keller. 3:35 to go. Keller brings in the offensive end. Stars will make some substitutions next whistle. Mazur in the offensive end. We'll throw it between the circles, and it's stolen away. Nice steal there by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer goes in with that dominant hand all alone. Missed it, contested, and the rebound is taken out of there by the Cardinals. Nice job there defensively by Skylar Jenkins to not commit the foul after the Donovan Trumbull turnover. Pass on the inside. There's going to be a foul on Williams and a bucket by Zach Christensen. Great entry pass for Christensen, and Christensen had Williams in his back pocket, was able to draw the body contact against Williams, his second foul, but more importantly, the bucket is up and in for Christensen. So Christensen, his first points of the game, and he'll try to make it three straight points here at the free throw line. 10-4, 3:07 to go. And Christensen's free throw is up, back of the iron, no good. Zach Jackson is able to pull down the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Stars will work it to Masker on the baseline quickly, dump it inside for Jackson. Jackson with a great catch, takes it off glass and scores. Boy, I'm not sure how that ball got there from Masker to Jackson, but I guess a quarterback knows how to thread the needle. Donovan Trumbull turns the ball over as it's stolen by Harrison Pierce. Pass up again to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer lays it up with that left hand, and we've got another timeout as the Stars now with that bucket lead at 14-4 with 2:43 to go here in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as Kearney Catholic right now has the lead 14-4 to start the ball game. They've been able to pass the ball in some positions where once the catch was made, it was an easy bucket, but it was a very difficult pass. And the Stars right now kind of playing the tempo of game that they want to play as they lead it now 14-4 with 2:43 to go here in the first quarter. And again, if you can kind of force the other team to call a couple of timeouts, it's always a feather in your cap as well. Cardinals do call their timeout, their second timeout so far of the ball game. Ball inbounded for Skylar Jenkins. Jenkins is trapped in the offensive end, but he's able to bounce it out to Keller on that right sideline. Keller is pressured there by Bryce James. They'll give it out for Turner, who snaps it around. Now baseline penetration here by Mazur. A little floater, no good. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound. Up high for it was Kreidel. Now be a foul on Kearney Catholic. They essentially landed on Bryce James. But James did not have the position there, so he's going to be called for the foul. Ball inbounded nicely into the hands of Tate Mazur. Entry pass down low for Skyler. Skyler drives. Shot no good. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touch by Kearney Catholic. So Don Trumbull missed the shot. Yeah, but they're going to get a team rebound out of this deal. Holtmeyer checking out of the game. So it's Masker, Jackson, Harrison Pierce, Bryce James, and Mestel. Ball inbounded for Christensen. Christensen drives the lane and will score. They just found a nice little area, opened it up for him, and he's able to just make a nice little catch, make a jump stop on that catch, and then pull up about a six-foot jumper. Left side, three-pointer, good for Kearney Catholic, Zach Jackson. Quick ball movement by the Stars, and they push the lead out now to 17-6. Now pressure the ball. Tate Mazur working against Jackson. Mazur, long pass up ahead. Caught. Penetration, jump stop by Keller, shot off glass, no good. Offensive rebound, Jacob Kreidel makes the putback. So nice job there on the offensive glass, getting the bucket here for Donovan Trumbull. As they ran the floor pretty effectively. Masker has it top of the circle, gives it right side. Mestel's going to step into a three. Good-looking shot, but a little bit long, and it is no good. And rebounded by Donovan Trumbull. Snagging the bound is Mazur, who will throw it up ahead here for Kreidel. They give it off on the right side for Keller. Keller's going to drive, kick it top of the circle for Mazur. Hands off here for Turner, who's going to fire a three. That was a good-looking shot. That's a little bit long as well. And a long rebound to Harrison Pierce. And Donovan Trumbull is going to be called for a foul. Pierce got the rebound and was immediately his own outlet man as he started dribbling out with it. And then he was fouled from behind by Jacob Kreidel coming up court. And that is going to be the second foul on Kreidel here in the game. So ball inbounded here for Pierce, who will give it off left side for Holtmeyer. Checking in the game a little bit ago was Matt Masker over there. He's in the lane at the moment, but they'll work it around the perimeter. They give it off for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer drives the baseline. Pass is going to be tipped to Jackson. Jackson kicks left side. Harrison Pierce thought about the three, used up his dribble, and now he'll give it off Cam Moore on that left wing. Back to Pierce. Just about everybody's touched it on this possession except for Masker on the inside, and that's Bat Masker. And now they're going to milk the clock here with 24 seconds left. Moore just going to play a little catch with Zach Jackson. Harrison Pierce to get involved if they need to. A little pressure being put on here by Ben Turner. And so Harrison Pierce waiting for the pass, but a five-second count not going on. Now it is. Now it's not. Give it off here for Jackson. 7 seconds left. Jackson has it. And they blow a whistle with 5 seconds to go here. And I'm not sure what they're gonna do here. The clock must have been stopped for a little bit, and they're talking about how much time is left. Kearney Catholic was looking to milk the clock. And they're going to stop it with 9.9 left. They're going to put 9.9 up there. The clock stopped for some reason, so they're just going to, the last moment the officials saw the clock, there was 9.9 left, so they're going to have Kearney Catholic inbound it with 9.9 left. So they inbound it here for Jackson. Jackson will give it off on the right side. Skip pass off of a screen to Jackson, who will give it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, 15-foot turnaround jumper, rattled in from the free throw line. It's good, and Donovan Trumbull will inbound it, but that's all the time that they have for. So Kearney Catholic worked that final play to perfection, and they'll head to the second quarter with a 19-8 lead over Donovan Trumbull. We'll take this quick break here. Stars up by 11. And it will be Donovan Trumbull ball when we come back after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
It's 19-8. Donovan Trumbull down by 11. We'll have the basketball first as we start the second quarter here at Cope Coliseum, the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Around the perimeter, Noah Keller. Give it off here for Mazur. Kearney Catholic trying to trap here, and they'll make a long pass on the baseline for Tristan Stevens. Stevens' outlet pass is going to be a foul on Kearney Catholic, and I think that's going to be on James, and that will be Bryce James. Oh, they're going to say it's on Mestel. That's his first. That makes more sense. That'll be Mestel's first. Now six as a team against Kearney Catholic. Ball inbounded here for Keller. Keller's going to work around the perimeter between the circles. Mazur, they get it in the lane. Muscling up there is Christensen, shooting over the top of the shorter star player. Couldn't get the shot to fall. And coming down with the rebound is Williams. So Williams comes up with it, and he has the dribble. And we'll get the ball back out here for Masker. Mestel passing the lane for Cam Moore. Moore's going to drive off glass a little bit too strong and rebounded by Donovan Trumbull. So in the possession is Christensen. Christensen now has the ball back, throws it in the lane for Kreidel, and then a little pick and roll. That didn't work. That'll be a Donovan Trumbull turnover as Nathan Williams comes up with it, gives it to Cam Moore, to Bryce James on the baseline, back to Moore. And he'll work it around the perimeter. Bryce James thought about shooting a three as they moved it around. Now he loses the basketball. On the ground with it is Stevens, and it's going to be a hell ball as Bryce James goes back in there to tie it up. So Kearney Catholic will maintain the possession here. Mestel and Moore are going to come out. Holtmeyer and Jackson checking back in here with 6:52 to go in the second quarter. So James to inbound, and they'll give it in for Masker. Masker works it around to Jackson. Back out here for Masker. Jackson's going to step into a three. That's a little bit long, no good. And the rebound by Donovan Trumbull. Snagging the bound there was Kreidel. And now directing traffic is Mazur in the offensive end. Mazur on the bounce, going to drive, going to float, going to score. Rattled it in. Tate Mazur just found a little seam there and dribbled into the lane and hit about an 8-foot jumper. 19-10, 9-point lead for Kearney Catholic. They've got the basketball. On the baseline is Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer in trouble. Still leans it up and in. Brady Holtmeyer ad-libbing that shot. He's got 12 in the game, leading scorer for either team. And he has done it a couple of different ways. Been very athletic with the basketball. With it is Stevens. Stevens will give it top of the circle. Stevens wants the ball back, but they give it to Skylar Jenkins. Jenkins gives it on that left side. Noah Keller will drive, and that's a pretty drive by Noah Keller. A little floater on that baseline, and it's up and in. Pass is going to go through the hands of Holtmeyer and out of bounds. That pass had a lot of sauce on it from Masker to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer looked up after the ball was already in flight and couldn't quite get his hands ready enough to make the catch. So Stars turn it over, and we'll see if Dauphin Trumbull can cut into this deficit a little bit more. They trail it 21-12, and they'll get it between the circles here for Kreidel. To the right side for Stevens, who skips it back out here on the left side for Mazur. Mazur on the bounce, lobs it down low over the top of Mestel, and then we've got a foul. They lobbed it inside for Kreidel. He's 6'4", and they throw it over the top of 5'11", Tyler Mestel. And the push is going to come from the backside on Zach Jackson. So for Jackson, that's going to be his second foul. And so Kreidel will go to the free throw line and shoot two, and the first one's up and good. So good strategy there. You got that size advantage. You want to use it. You might as well use it. You make something happen with it. And so at the free throw line, Kreidel, and his second free throw is no good. So he makes the first but can't make the second. And coming up the rebound is Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer on that left side is going to pull up for a long three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound to Mestel. And he'll work the ball around. A little floater back up and in here for Brady Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer is able to float and score, push that lead back out to 10. 23-13, 4:50 to go. Right wing with it is Keller. Skip pass here for Turner. Turner's going to step into a three. Good-looking shot that won't fall. And that'll be a foul trying to get the rebound on Donovan Trumbull. And that will be on Jacob Kreidel. That is going to be his third foul. Only four fouls have been whistled against Donovan Trumbull. Three of them have gone against Kreidel. So he's got some serious foul trouble here with 4:44 to go in the first half. Halftime, we'll talk a little girls basketball. Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. Pass is going to go through the hands of Harrison Pearson out of bounds. Kearney Catholic with an unforced turnover there. Does allow the Stars the opportunity to pressure the ball just a little bit. Noah Keller gets the inbounds. He'll get the ball right back out here for Skylar Jenkins. Jenkins pass off the mark. Coming up with it is Bryce James. And then great defensive pursuit there by Tristan Stevens as he's able to track the ball back. And then the pass up ahead is going to be on the ground. Possession arrows pointing to Donovan Trumbull, so they'll maintain possession. An errant pass that was dove on by both Tristan Stevens and Holtmeyer. Cardinals making a substitution. They're not sure who is doing what here. So they're checking things here. Steve Hartman kind of organizing things a little bit because coming out of the game is Noah Keller, and I don't think Keller is feeling real good right now. I think he got popped in the mouth at some point. Ball inbounded. Mazur, a little floater, left side, 15-foot jumper's good. Nice ball movement there for Donovan Trumbull. And they trail it 23-15. Ball fake here by Pierce. He'll give it left side. Basker's going to fire the three. No good. And a rebound to Donovan Trumbull. Turner comes up with it. Brings it in the offensive end. Double team knocked loose there by Mestel. But Turner's able to get the ball back. They'll work it around the perimeter. Now right side Stevens is going to fire a three. And we got a foul on the rebound. And we've got a substitutions coming in, and the foul is going to be on Ben Turner. That will be his first. 3:38 to go before halftime, 23-15. Kearney Catholic started the game on an 8-0 run, and Donovan Trumbull has not been able to get any closer since then. Well, they got a bucket, and they made it 8-6. But since then, Kearney Catholic's pushed it back out to 8, and it's been at least 8 ever since then. Checking in the game a little bit ago, Matt Masker, he's working it around the perimeter. Jackson has it right now. Cam Moore out there as well. Left wing, Bryce James has it. We'll skip it off for Moore. Moore on that right side, throws it in the lane for Nathan Williams. Then back out to Moore. Moore, a couple of nice little ball fakes. Loses the ball, but Williams comes up with it. Williams' shot rolls around the rim, no good. Masker gets the rebound. He's in trouble, and they're going to call a foul. He was pushed by Zach Christensen after he pulled down the rebound. So a nice job of getting that offensive rebound by Matt Masker. And checking in here for the Cardinals is going to be Logan Schultz. So Schultz will come in for Turner. And for Christensen, as we said, that's his first foul. So Cam Moore will inbound it. Gets it in the corner for Jackson. Jackson pass inside for Masker. Masker can't handle it. Goes on the ground, rolls it around, and somehow Jackson comes up with it. Gives it for Nathan Williams, who's going to fire a long three, and he hits the three. Nathan Williams strokes in the three-pointer, and that was a high three-pointer. It had snow on it when it came down, but he stroked it in, and it's 26-15. Pass, trying to throw it over the top of Bryce James, but he forces the turnover, so Kearney Catholic on the run, and a bucket going to be up and good here for Jackson. So turnover on one end, created by Bryce James, and then Zach Jackson was able to outrun everybody, and another Donovan Trumbull turnover. As stepping in there is Nathan Williams to come up with the ball. Jackson has it on the right side, dribbles to the baseline, floater, no good. And rebound taken out by Donovan Trumbull. So Donovan Trumbull now will be on the run. That's Keller. He'll slow it down a little bit. And penetration here by Mazur. He'll trail, and he'll run into the defender and be called for the charge. Stepping in there is Cam Moore. Moore with a nice defensive play. And Mazur is going to be called for the charge. With a minute 56 to go for Mazur, that will be his first foul of the ball game. So Cam Moore apparently took a hard enough charge. He has to tie his shoe with a minute 56 to go here before halftime. Stars lead it 28-15. And again, rebounding was one of the keys to the game, according to Kearney Catholic head coach Scott Carlin. And Stars do have a slight edge in this game. On the bounce here is Cam Moore. They will lead the rebounding edge by two. Left side, Mestel gives it to Holtmeyer. Backdoor cut, drive, shot, no good. Masker gets his own rebound. Misses that one again, and the rebound is going to be knocked out of bounds by a hustling Tyler Mestel. Couldn't quite get his hands on it. That will allow the Stars to put full court pressure on, though, as Donovan Trumbull will inbound it. That's Keller tossing in on the baseline. And he'll pump fake it and then give it to Mazur. Back out to Keller. They try to trap him, but he's able to get it out to Mazur. Down the sideline for Turner, and Turner's pass on the other side misses the target. And Donovan Trumbull turns it over. Cardinals trying to make Kearney Catholic pay for that press. They had numbers, but that one last pass was thrown behind one of the Cardinals, and it goes out of bounds. In the lane, Holtmeyer. Steps through a double team, lays it off glass, no good. We got a foul on the rebound. Christensen pulled down the defensive rebound after the miss here for Kearney Catholic. And it's going to be a push called on Tyler Mestel. That'll be his second. So that's eight fouls here on Kearney Catholic. So to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 will be Zach Christensen. With a minute 17 to go, 13-point Kearney Catholic lead, 28-15. Christensen bends the knees, fires the free throw, and rolls it in. Nice shot there by Christensen. Second free throw was on the way, short, and Holtmeyer is able to pull down the rebound. So Brady Holtmeyer with the rebound, gives it to Harrison Pierce, back to James. Bryce James now gives it to Cam Moore. 2-3 zone right now for the Cardinals. James has it. Directs traffic a little bit. Lobs it on the right side for Moore. Back to James. Entry pass in for Harrison Pierce. Turnaround jumper 15 feet away. No good. And the rebound taken down by Ben Turner. So Ben Turner with the rebound. And they'll get the ball up ahead here to Schultz. And he'll flip it out for Mazur. Mazur, little runner in the lane. Back the iron. No good. James pulls down the rebound and loses the basketball, but he's able to roll it up ahead here for Cam Moore. And Moore gives it for Harrison Pierce, passing the lane off of Moore's hands. So Kearney Catholic turns the ball over, dribbling behind his back against some pressure here as Ben Turner brings in the offensive end, passes deflected, and Cam Moore comes up with it. Another Donovan Tumble turnover, and Moore's going to just dribble around with 20 seconds left. Let the traffic clear. Entry pass tipped, but Holtmeyer has it. Holtmeyer takes it off glass, scores, and he's fouled by Zach Christensen. And Holtmeyer, just in an area between a couple of defenders, who just kind of found some space there and was able to bank it in off the glass, and Christensen's been called for his second foul. And now Holtmeyer will go to the line for the and-one opportunity. Holtmeyer on the season, about a 56% free throw shooter, 37 of 66 on the year. And his free throw here is up and good. So Holtmeyer was 17 in the game. Kearney Catholic leads it 31 to 16. 13 seconds left, low pressure being put on. Keller has it, throws it in midcourt here for Skylar Jenkins. They got numbers passed down low. Reed Schultz, shot, passes it up. And he'll give it between the circles here for Noah Keller, who has to shoot a 40-foot three-pointer, and that will do it. Donovan Trumbull had, I thought, a fairly good opportunity to put up a shot there that may not have been the best in the world, but with only a couple of seconds left, they pass it up, and then they have to settle for a 40-foot three-point opportunity. It is a little bit short, and so Kearney Catholic will head to the locker room leading it, 31 to 16. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at our halftime numbers of the boys' game, and we'll talk with Kearney Catholic head coach Rick Petrie about our girls' game. We come back right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. It's halftime where the Kearney Catholic boys lead Donovan Trumbull 31-16 at the break. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. As we mentioned, the Stars with a 15-point lead here at intermission of the boys' game. The Kearney Catholic girls improved the record to 14-1 with a 69-14 win over Donovan Trumbull earlier today. Kind enough to join us to talk about that. And what else we can think of is Kearney Catholic head coach Rick Petrie. And, Coach, just a great start for you guys that just never really needed to look back.
No, I thought the girls came out with a lot of enthusiasm and a little bit of passion tonight to play a little bit better.
Was it kind of a feeling that you wanted to get the taste of that first regular season loss in a couple of years out of your guys' mouth?
Probably. They're competitors. But, we had a great practice yesterday, working real hard, and I think it showed.
And again, I really thought defensively your intensity was really good. And again, don't want to say anything disparaging about Donovan Trumbull, but they just could not handle the pressure that you guys were able to put out there.
We did a really good job, and the thing that I really liked is we communicated really well, and that's something that we've really been working hard in practice, is to make that communication a priority, especially on defense.
And honestly, you missed a bunch of layups in that early stages. Otherwise, this really could have got out of hand even quicker than it did.
Yeah. But, you know, we're attacking, we're trying to do the right thing, and you know, work on layups, and if we'd have made a few more the other day, it might have been different, too. So, you know, it's kind of how the game goes sometimes.
Yeah, it sure is. And, just more evidence in that game just how unselfish you guys are, too, because I really thought that people gave up a good look for an even better look by passing the ball around.
Yeah, we did, and our girls have done a great job with that this season, and that's kind of fun to watch.
And with the loss, you guys fall out of the overall top 10 in the state and also the number one spot in the state. Now Lincoln Christian's ahead of you. Does any of that matter right now?
No, not really. I mean, it's nice, but ultimately, you know, the goal is to get down to Lincoln and then, you know, battle for a state championship. I mean, when it comes down to it, nobody really likes a loss, but maybe it's going to get us refocused a little bit, and we'll continue to play well from here on out.
And even with that loss, I think you probably get more out of a game against St. Cecilia than you do with a game where you guys are able to win comfortably. Agreed?
We need more games like that. We really do, Randy. It's difficult sometimes to play in games like this. It's you have to balance how much do you play your starters and versus showing good sportsmanship and running up the score. And, you know, I thought that our kids played hard tonight. We slowed it down. We ran a lot of sets in the second half to work on that. You can't keep the kids from not scoring, right. And you can't keep the kids from not playing defense. But hopefully we'll just continue to get it better from here.
Yeah. You held out Michelle Massbarger with kind of a sore shoulder. Talk a little bit about her injury and what the prognosis is.
She fell on it at the Lexington game and just kind of jammed it and really just kind of bothered her a little bit. And then the Saints say you got a little bit sore. And so our athletic trainer, Scott Arnes, just said, you know, we need to have her looked at. And so we had her looked at yesterday, and she iced and, you know, ibuprofen and all that good stuff. And her range of motion was much better today. And he thinks she'll be fine by the end of the week.
Will she practice tomorrow? I mean, again, probably planning on her against Wayne. But
yeah, Scott said she's going to do a little bit of shooting tomorrow, and hopefully by Thursday and Friday she'll be able to get back on the practice floor.
And you kind of talked a little bit about wanting to play a little bit better competition, which is why we kind of almost call these special games, because this isn't a regional rivalry. It
right.
takes a little work to kind of organize something with Wayne. Talk a little bit about how that game came to be and what Wayne's going to bring to bear.
You know, we've tried to fill out our schedule with some of the area teams. We haven't had much success. You know, we've tried to get Northwest and Holdridge and Minden on our schedules, but for some reason it just hasn't worked out date-wise. When their conference tournament's on a different day, it makes it really difficult. You lose a couple weeks during the season
right.
where it's tough. And so Wayne gave us a call, and, you know, they're coming here this year. We're going to go up there next year on a Saturday. It's a long trip, but I think it's worth it. I think it'll be a fun game. They've lost five times, but if you look at their losses, they're two really, really good teams. I mean, all five of their losses, I think the teams are a one or a two, you know, as far mm-hmm. as where they stand with record-wise. And so, you know, they're kind of battle-tested, and so we're going to have to play well on Saturday.
What does Wayne do so effectively? Again, we don't know anything about him being so far away.
Right. You know, in the past they've played, you know, 2-3, pretty 2-3 zone quite a bit. They like to get up and down the floor, and they really play pretty good defense. They're pretty young. I think they've only got a couple seniors on the roster, so I think they're looking forward to the game probably as much as we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, keep it going. I mean, we'll see you on Saturday, Rick.
All right,
appreciate
thanks,
the time.
Randy.
All right, Rick Petrie, head girls basketball coach here as the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars with a 69-14 win over Donovan Trumbull. And again, here on ESPN Radio Saturday afternoon, we will have both games of a somewhat unusual doubleheader. Wayne will be playing Kearney Catholic in the first game of the day, and then there'll be a pretty good gap in there between the Wayne girls game against Kearney Catholic, and then Boys Town will be coming into town, and that one will tip around 5 o'clock right here on ESPN Radio. So we'll have both Kearney Catholic games for you on Saturday, but again, an unusual doubleheader: Wayne for the girls, Boys Town for the boys, as the Wayne girls will come in with a record of 10-5 on the season. So they're a pretty good ball club, and will certainly give Kearney Catholic a nice little test here. And for Kearney Catholic, when they play host to Boys Town, only 6-6 on the year, but they're a better basketball team than that record would indicate with the schedule that they played as well. Once again, at halftime, it's 31-16, Kearney Catholic with a 15-point lead. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll go through our halftime numbers with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Real quick, let's check the numbers here for Donovan Trumbull, being led by Jacob Kreidel, who has 5 points here at intermission. Zach Christensen also with 5. Noah Culler with 2. And Tate Mazur with 2 points in the ball game. They trail at 31-16 here at intermission. For Kearney Catholic, being led so far by Blake Holtmeyer, who has 17 points here in, excuse me, Brady Holtmeyer. Blake, don't get a play no more. Brady Holtmeyer with 17 points here in the first half. Zach Jackson has 9. Nathan Williams with 3. And Cam Moore with 2 points here in the first half. Kearney Catholic as a team shooting about 48% in the ball game. Meanwhile, Donovan Trumbull in the first half, their shooting percentage is about 35%. Rebounding, total rebounds at Kearney Catholic winning that battle 34-14 here at intermission, and turnovers favor the Stars as well. 13 turnovers for Donovan Trumbull compared to 6 for Kearney Catholic. And so continuing to take care of the basketball and out-rebounding Donovan Trumbull, obviously, would be the keys, the seeds to success. Brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer. Working growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to get the most out of every acre. That's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds of success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Kearney Catholic has possession of the basketball first to start the second half. They enter it inside for Mestel, and then the kick out three-pointer for Masker is no good. Offensive rebound on that left wing by Mestel. Can't get the shot to fall. Loose ball rolls out, and Harrison Pierce is able to get it back. And we'll give it off here for Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer with the bucket. So Brady Holtmeyer now with 19 in the game. So on the bounce here is Noah Keller in the offensive end. They work around the perimeter to Mazur. A little penetration, kick out. Drive here is going to be Stevens. Stevens' floater won't fall. And Zach Jackson is able to pull down the defensive rebound. And Star is very quickly we'll kick it out here for Masker. Masker thought about the three. Now gets it on the baseline for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer shoots over the top of Christensen. No good. And rebounded by Mazur. Not a bad look there, but Mazur had it. And then the outlet pass is stolen away. And now we got a foul as Kearney Catholic's trying to tip it back in after a missed shot. So Donovan Trumbull turns it over. And a great opportunity for Kearney Catholic. They couldn't get the shot to fall. But then on the tip here by Mestel, Mestel is going to be fouled. And he'll go to the line and shoot two after he was hit by Tate Mazur. And they say that that's his second foul. I had him with 2 in the first half. So, Connor, is that what you have? 2 fouls for Mazur? In any event, Mestel misses the first of 2 free throws, then makes the second. So a little work there, clean on the glass for Tyler Mestel. Does turn into a point as he makes the second free throw. And on the bounce here is going to be Donovan Trumbull, and they're going a little bit too fast. They lose the basketball, another turnover. Now the Stars are going to run right back at him, and they're trying to connect with Mestel, and Kearney Catholic runs a little bit too fast. They turn the ball over. So Christensen maybe will slow it down a little bit, even though the Cardinals are going to face some full court pressure here. Pass out to Noah Keller. Keller working against Harrison Pierce is able to throw it up ahead here for Kreidel. Kreidel keeps the ball above his head, not really being pressured at all. Now he'll dribble with it a little bit. Uses up that dribble, and his pass is going to be intercepted by Jackson. Jackson loses it, and it's going to be a double dribble. Yep. He tried to lob it out to some Kearney Catholic player over there. I think it was Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer then vacated that area with that soft little lob pass. It was still bouncing around, and so when he went to grab it, as soon as he did that with no one else touching it, that was double dribble. So we just kind of swapped turnovers here. As Kearney Catholic can't capitalize after they force the turnover. It's still 34-16. And the ball is going to be inbounded here for Jenkins for Donovan Trumbull. He'll kick for Turner. Turner drives the baseline. Floater, no good. Offensive rebound up high for it is Kreidel. Kreidel will drive. Can't get the shot to fall. Fighting for the rebound. And then there's going to be a foul on Mestel trying to get that one back. So Jacob Kreidel with a couple of rebounds in underneath. And then the foul is going to be whistled on Mestel, and I think that's going to be his third. So he's called for the foul with 6:03 to go on the baseline here in the third quarter. Inbounding it is going to be Skylar Jenkins. Jenkins will just lob it near midcourt to Kreidel. Kreidel gives it off on the left side, back out for Jenkins. Jenkins can't shoot over the top of Masker, so they'll get the ball out here for Turner. Stars going 2-3 zone right now. With the right side is Brett Johnson. Lob pass down low for Kreidel. Kreidel with the catch, and he stepped out of bounds with it. It was a little bit too high. He lost the ball. Might have even been tipped by Kearney Catholic, but then he tried to save it, and he ran out of real estate and stepped on the baseline. So that'll be a Donovan Trumbull turnover. Stars make some substitutions out there right now. Going to be Jackson, Bryce James, Cameron Moore, Nate Williams, and Matt Masker. So pass on the right side here for Zach Jackson. Bouncing it back out here for Moore. Moore dribbles to the elbow, stops, was open for the shot, but he'll kick it out here for Bryce James. Back to Moore on the baseline. They double-team him. He'll give it out for Bryce James. Open for three, and he hits the three. Ball movement for Kearney Catholic sets up a three-pointer opportunity for Bryce James. He drains it, and it's now 37-16. Stars will pressure it. Christensen being harassed there by Bryce James. He'll get the ball off here for Johnson. Johnson pass up ahead for Kreidel, who has it at the jump circle, brings it in the offensive end, and he's going to be ridden out there, a little hand check that's going to be called here on Cam Moore. So Moore with the hold. That'll be his first foul. So Turner on the baseline, inbound it, pressured there by Williams, but he's able to get it for Keller. Back around we go. Johnson has it, lobs it to the free throw line for Jenkins. And Ben Turner had his feet kind of tangled up, took a little bunny hop with it, and he'll turn the ball over. Be called for the small little walk there. Less than 5 minutes to go here, third quarter. Stars with a 37-16 lead. Williams has it. Will dribble to the free throw line, loses it, had his pocket pick. Ben Turner comes up with it, so Kearney Catholic turns the ball over, and they'll kick it up ahead here for Keller. Keller gives it down that left sideline for Mazur, and the pass is going to go in the backcourt. Kearney Catholic not going to be in any big hurry to track it down. It's going to be picked up by Keller, and Kearney Catholic will inbound it on the baseline. Well, you basically inbound it when it's over and back based on where the ball was touched. In the back court, and if it's below the free throw line, they'll inbound it on the baseline, and that's exactly where the Stars will inbound it. Chance to score here on the over and back, and they do get it inside for Holtmeyer, who banks it off with that left hand and in. Great drive to the basket by Brady Holtmeyer, who ran that inbounds play to perfection. Now Kearney Catholic knocks down the inbounds pass, and so trying to toss it in again is going to be Skylar Jenkins, maybe not, because Jacob Kreidel is checking back into the game. No, Jenkins will inbound it. Kreidel will come in, and the ball is going to be inbounded here to Turner. Turner then passes to the elbow to Keller. Not quite across the midcourt yet, as Skylar Jenkins now will dribble to the midcourt. Gets it up ahead to Ben Turner. Baseline jumper good as he hits a three-pointer, and we got a timeout here for Donovan Trumbull. They break the press, drain the three, and call the timeout. It is 39-19. Donovan Trumbull down by 20. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 4:10 to go into third. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're here at Kearney Catholic, and the Stars right now with a 39-19 lead. Donovan Trumbull calling the timeout here. By the way, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, Elwood is leading Overton 47-44 as that game now is heading to the fourth quarter. Holtmeyer to inbound it here, and they'll pick up the defense at half court. Will Donovan Trumbull, as Bryce James will play point. He'll give it off for Jackson on that left side. Nathan Williams has it. They entered inside for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer has his shot blocked by Noah Keller. A nice defensive play there by Noah Keller on the block, but did hit the bottom of the basket there, so it's going to be out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic inbounds it, and a three-pointer on the inbounds play. Zach Jackson drains it. Just spotted up behind that arc, just got the inbounds pass. There wasn't anybody by him. And he'll stroke it in for a 42-19 lead. Dribbling down the sideline against pressure is Skylar Jenkins. He dribbles into the corner, and it's trapped. And it's going to be stolen away by Bryce James. James with the steal, with the layup, has a shot blocked by Turner. Loose ball is going to be picked up and then knocked out of the hands of Bryce James. Good hustle there by Noah Keller to knock the ball off of James. So James comes up with the steal, but can't come up with the bucket because of the hustle and the block. So there is an indication Donovan Trumbull not giving up in this one, even though they trail it 42-19. 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. 5-second count going on. And Skylar Jenkins able to inbound it finally to Noah Keller. And Keller with the ball on that left side. Long pass up ahead into the quarter for Tristan Stevens. They double-team him, and he stepped on the baseline. Nathan Williams and Bryce James double-teaming the ball, and it's the sideline that got him. And that'll be another turnover here for Donovan Trumbull. 20 turnovers compared to 9. 11 more turnovers here for the Cardinals. Nathan Williams going to drive, get the body contact. It rolls in, and he's fouled. Great drive with that dominant hand through the lane there by Nathan Williams, who's able to rattle it in. He's got 5 in the game and a chance to make it 6 after the fourth foul of the game is called on Jacob Kreidel. So Kreidel now with 4, he's going to come out of the game, and Williams will try to finish off a and-one opportunity. He fires the free throw, up and good. So now 6 in the game for Williams. Turner in the offensive end, going to be shut off there by Harrison Pierce. He's used up his dribble, so he'll give it to Stevens near midcourt. Stevens driving. Jump stop off glass, no good. Rebound tipped around. Coming up with it is going to be Jenkins, and Jenkins is fouled. Good work on the inside there by Skylar Jenkins coming up with the basketball in there. And then he's fouled on the arm, so he'll go to the line shooting a couple after he was fouled there by John Masker. And that's just the first on Masker. So the free throw. Bounces around, and will roll in here for Skylar Jenkins. So Jenkins drains the free throw. And his second free throw, back the iron, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by James. So he makes one but misses the second one, and then James is able to pull down the rebound. Trailing for the three-pointer is Masker. His three is no good. And the rebound still being fought for. Christensen dribbles away with it, and then Christensen's going to be fouled. Well, Zach Christensen pulls down a lot of rebounds, but not too many of them are the dribble away with it variety like that one was. But he was able to come up with the rebound, and Harrison Pierce then is going to be called for the foul. Go, go, go. Keller in the offensive end after inbounding it is going to lob it down low for Christensen, and it's over Christensen, and that will be a Donovan Trumbull turnover. The younger masker checks in with Jackson and Holtmeyer. Harrison Pierce and Mestel will bring the ball up court. That's the five out there right now for the Stars. Jenkins puts a little pressure on, and they'll get it off here for Holtmeyer. He'll drive the baseline, bounce pass over for Jackson, back on the baseline for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will kick it off here for Harrison Pierce, pass through the lane. Another extra pass. Holtmeyer is going to take it up and in. Great ball movement and give an assist to Jackson, who gave it in for Holtmeyer with that extra pass. That was some impressive ball movement. Put a star on that one because that was a well-executed ad-lib offense. Pressure being put on Christensen, but he brings it in the offensive end. Skylar Jenkins now double-teamed, and he'll dribble a little bit to get it over to Noah Keller. Keller will drive. Keller runs into Mestel, but I think we're going to have a charge called here, and they're going to count the bucket. It was just a matter of when they called the foul, and they are going to call it on Zach Jackson, not Mestel. And for Jackson, that's going to be his third foul. They are going to count the bucket. And so a chance for a three-point play here for Noah Keller. That was a strong drive. And so he'll have an and one. 47-22, minute 48 to go here in the third quarter. And with his hands on the ball, Noah Keller, he'll fire the free throw, back the iron, no good. And the rebound going to be taken out of there by Pierce. So Pierce kicks it up ahead to James in the corner. He's double-teamed. He'll lob it out for Masker. Masker gives it left side for Pierce. Pierce inside the three-point arc will pull up a long two. It is no good. And rebound taken out of there by Stevens. So Stevens with the defensive rebound, and he'll get the ball up ahead here for Noah Keller. They kick it back out here for Logan Schultz. He'll fire a three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath, and that's good work inside there by Skylar Jenkins, who does make the putback. Kick into the corner for James. James gets it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, a little runner, floats around, rolls around, and is in. Brady Holtmeyer, another soft little runner, and now he's got 25 points in the game. And it's been just pretty steady all night. Long pass up ahead here for Williams. Williams throws it in the lane, and then there's going to be a foul. They got it in for Tristan Stevens. And after Stevens got the ball, there was a push. And that is going to go on Harrison Pierce. That'll be his third. And with 48 seconds to go in the quarter, a couple of free throws coming up here for Stevens, and his free throw is no good. But he's got one more coming. So Stevens, they'll hand him the ball back here. He's about an 86% free throw shooter, so that was an unusual miss there. And the free throw here is good. 49-25, 24-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Hoosman checked in during the free throws, and John Hoosman brings in the offensive end, gives it back, and he'll give the ball off here for John Masker. Masker gives it to Mestel. Mestel, with 33 seconds left, gives it to Nathan Williams. In for Masker. Masker will drive, no good. And the rebound going to be taken out of there by Tate Mazur. So Mazur has it, but then a long pass is going to be intercepted. And so Kearney Catholic gets it back. Mestel working against a little pressure being put on here by Reed Schultz. Gives it off for Hoosman. Right side to give it for Braxton Bellamy. And Bellamy gives it off for Hoosman. 9 seconds left. Hoosman pass over for Williams. Williams will penetrate, loses the ball. And with to dribble here is Mazur. Mazur kicks it back out for Stevens. Stevens will put up a shot that would not have counted even if it gone from midcourt. And so Kearney Catholic does turn it over in the late moments of the third quarter, but nothing good can happen for Donovan Trumbull. They did not have enough time, so they'll head to the fourth quarter with a little work to do. Kearney Catholic with a 49-25 lead as we head to the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Donovan Trumbull does have possession of the basketball first to start the fourth quarter here. They trail it 49-25. And with the dribble right now is going to be Reed Schultz. Schultz facing a little 2-1-2 zone here by Kearney Catholic. We'll work the ball around here for Mazur. Back to Schultz on that right side. Pulling the trigger on a three is Stevens. And he hits the three. Quick catch and release there by Tristan Stevens. And he drains it. As he caught, pivoted, and shot very, very quickly. Williams has it. He'll give it left side. Hoosman, he's going to shoot a three. That's no good. And tracking down the rebound is going to be Kreidel. So Kreidel pulls down the rebound and pressure on Mazur. And they'll lob it up ahead here for Stevens. Stevens dribbles to the baseline, kicks it in the corner. Another three-pointer for Donovan Trumbull. That one is off the mark. Long rebound to Williams. Williams is going to drive all the way himself. He'll lay it up with that right hand and in. He just kind of outran everybody, Nathan Williams, after he pulled down the rebound. So Stevens facing some pressure. Now we're going to have a whistle. A foul going to be called on the Stars here. So Donovan Trumbull will head to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. That's now seven fouls as a team on Kearney Catholic. And the fourth personal foul called on Tyler Mestel. I don't know if you worry too much about foul trouble in a 23-point ball game with only 6:53 to go, but he does have foul trouble. And Stevens at the line for the front end of a 1-1. And the free throw rolls around and is no good, and Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound. What hasn't he done tonight? He's got 25 points, and I have him with five rebounds. Kick left side for Jackson. He'll drive the baseline, take it off glass, short. And rebounded out of there by Skylar Jenkins. Jenkins pulls down the bound after a nice drive, but it was a little bit short there. So Jenkins has his hands on the ball on the left side, throws it in the corner, dribbling his Schultz. He'll give it top of the circle here for Mazur. Mazur off of a screen, and now they fight through that screen, put pressure on. Jenkins will pull up for a 15-foot jumper. Nice touch there by Skylar Jenkins, and Jenkins will hit the shot. So we got a little bit more than 6 minutes to go in this one. Jackson on that right side. The Cardinals double-teaming the ball. Bounce pass intended for Holtmeyer goes off the shoe tips of one of the Cardinals and out of bounds. Master going to check back into the game for Kearney Catholic. Back to battle is going to be Zach Christensen for Donovan Trumbull. And Matt Masker will come out of the game. Ball inbounded here for Bryce James on the baseline. He'll kick it out for the older Masker. And now they'll get it down low for Harrison Pierce. Pierce, a little ball fake, shot won't fall. And another rebound here for Tristan Stevens. And then Stevens, who came down with the rebound, then had the ball tied up. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic, so that'll be a Donovan Trumbull turnover. Good hustle staying with it there by James to force it. On the inbounds, three-pointer, good for Zach Jackson. So Jackson drains the three. He's got 15 in the game. Holtmeyer 25, Jackson 15. There's 40 of the 54 points for Kearney Catholic. And the offensive end, Tristan Stevens, gives it between the circle for Kreidel. Nice kick in that left side. Trying to get the call there is Keller as he missed the three-pointer. Long rebound for Kearney Catholic. They're on the run with it. Jackson will give it up ahead to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer adjusts in the air and will hit the shot. So nice athletic play there. And 27 points in the game for Brady Holtmeyer. Christensen steps through a double team, brings it in the offensive end, gives it for Reed Schultz. Schultz, nice pass down low, ball fake, shot off glass, won't fall for Noah Keller, and James comes up with the rebound. James in the offensive end, works it around, three-pointer on that left side for Kearney Catholic, does not fall in transition, and it's going to be rebounded by Kreidel. So Kreidel pulls down the rebound, and then Harrison Pierce pulls down on the arm. And for him, that is his fourth foul. So he's got four. Tyler Mestel has four with 4:48 to go here in the game. But Kearney Catholic right now is, I don't want to say dumping the bench, but I don't know if the starter is going to see a whole lot of action from here on out. Jacob Kreidel is going to step to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. So they'll hand him the ball. And Kreidel, about a 35% free throw shooter, hits the front of the rim, no good. And it's going to be rebounded by Masker. And by that, I mean Matt Masker. The younger Masker will dribble, has his pass deflected, and then stolen away by Tristan Stevens, and then knocked away from him by Braxton Bellamy. But Bellamy was last to touch it as he goes out of bounds off the scorer's table. And so triggering in the inbounds play here is going to be Jenkins. Jenkins will lob it into the backcourt for Brett Johnson, who came in just a moment ago. They'll give the ball off here for Skylar Jenkins. Wanting the ball is Logan Schultz. And they'll pass it around the perimeter. They get it off here for Reed Schultz. Drive now by Noah Keller. Keller takes off glass, no good, but there's contact down there. And I think Noah Keller is going to work himself to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on the younger Masker. And that will be his first. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Noah Keller. Fouled on the drive. And he makes the first two. And Keller will watch everybody kind of cycle through here. Keller, a 53% free throw shooter on the season. Makes the first and now makes the second as he hit the front of the rim. It had a nice shooter's touch as it rolls around. 56-32, 4:16 to go here in the basketball game. Hoosman brings in the offensive end. As John Hoosman gave the ball away, now gets it back. John Bach playing a little catch with him. Gives it for Braxton Bellamy. Bellamy gets it in the lane here for Hoosman. Ball knocked loose. It's on the ground. I think coming up with it there is Jenkins. So Kearney Catholic does turn the ball over. And Jenkins will help kick it up ahead here for Turner. Turner shut off on the baseline by Bach. Still has his dribble. Will now look on the left side. A little ball fake here by Logan Schultz. And it's going to be intercepted by Bach. Bach with the steal, dribbling through some pressure, falls down, is able to get it out to Hoosman. Stars have numbers, pass up ahead for Nathan Williams. Williams, nice catch off glass, good. And we're going to have a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 3:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. A quick 30-second timeout for Kearney Catholic. They lead it 58-32. We're back after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 3:35 to go in the basketball game, and Kearney Catholic in control here, 58-32. As both teams are making sure everybody gets plenty of action here tonight. Brett Johnson in the game. The freshman is going to bring it in the offensive end. He's picked up there by John Bach. They give it off right side here for Skylar Jenkins. Jenkins going to be picked up by Nathan Williams. Jenkins on the dribble. Will kick now left side, giving it back out for Johnson. Johnson for Ben Turner. Ben Turner off of a screen now. We'll just hand the ball off here for Logan Schultz. Almost on the way on the pass by Hoosman, but Turner will get it down low, and the shot's going to be blocked, but they're going to call a foul. Tom Pfeiffer had it, drove right to the basket with it. Nice job there by Pfeiffer to be aggressive. And at least one of those blocks was clean, but they're going to say there's a foul on the body here by Matt Masker, and that will be his second foul. So the free throw is up and good here for Tom Pfeiffer, and that'll be his first points of the ball game. So he makes the first one, and they'll hand the ball back out here for Pfeiffer. These were his first free throw attempts of the season, according to our records, and he makes both of them. So he's a 100% free throw shooter with multiple attempts. 58-34, 24-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Bach has the dribble on that right side, and a long pass is going to be intercepted. So Kearney Catholic turns the ball over. On the run is Turner. Turner kicks it out. Has a shot blocked by Braxton Bellamy. Bellamy is going to be called for the foul, and to the line is going to be Brett Johnson to shoot a couple. So Bellamy with the foul here. And Johnson to the line for the first time tonight. He's 2 for 2 on the season, and he misses that one, so he's no longer perfect. Checking in, Reed Schultz for Donovan Trumbull. And Noah Shoemaker checking in here for Kearney Catholic. Free throw is up and no good. So he misses both of them. And it's inbounded for Brock Kowalski. Kowalski helps work it back around here. Bach has it. Bach looking, and he's going to throw it. Nice job there keeping it inbounds by Brock Kowalski. He gives it out for Bach. Left side, three-pointer up and good. And I'm not sure who number 5 is. It's Nathan Howe's jersey number, and that is not Nathan Howe. Dribbling between the circles right now is going to be Logan Schultz. And kicked on that left side for Brett Johnson. Johnson's going to skip it out here for Schultz. He's going to fire a three-pointer. It is up and no good. And John Bach will pull down the rebound. Bach in the offensive end with 2 minutes to go. And they'll get it off here for Kowalski. Kowalski in the lane, kicks it back out for Bach. Bach open momentarily for three. They'll give it back out on that left side. Three-pointer for Kearney Catholic, no good. And the rebound dribbled out of there by the Stars. And now Brock Kowalski will fire the three-pointer. That one's no good. And the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound. So Nathan Williams going to check in. Masker back out there. Hoosman into the game as well. So a little pressure being put on the ball here. Logan Schultz in the offensive end has it knocked down by Williams. It's going to go in the back court, but they can still dribble it up there. Carson Wilfong on the dribble. Gives it off here for Logan Schultz. Lob in that corner, and it's going to go off the fingertips and out of bounds. That'll be another Donovan Trumbull turnover. Kowalski and Bach checking back in here for Kearney Catholic. With a minute 20 to go. So on the bounce here is going to be Bach. Bach will kick it off left side for Kowalski. Back to Bach. Bach, top of the circle, uses up his dribble. Gives it on that left side. And the three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound by Hoosman. And Hoosman's going to muscle it up and in. So John Hoosman makes the putback. And we're in the final minute here. 63-34. On the bounce, Brett Johnson. Johnson picked up there by Bach. Ball knocked loose, and on the drive here is going to be Logan Schultz. Pass back out, goes out to Johnson, who's going to skip it off on that left side. Penetration here by Reed Schultz, and he'll score. Nice little attacking that open area of the zone there, and Schultz able to rattle it in. It's now 63-36. 26 seconds to go, and the Stars going to improve to over the 500 mark. They'll be 8-7 after this. Pass is deflected as they work it around the perimeter off the hands of Reed Schultz and out of bounds. Nice catch there by Scott Carlin on the Kearney Catholic sideline. And with 18.2 to go, Stars will inbound, and they'll get it in for Hoosman. Hoosman's going to kick it out for Bach. Bach between the circles. Gives it out for Kowalski, who throws it down low for Hoosman. And Hoosman, a little floater up and in. A little pressure being put on there by the other Bach as Curtis puts a little pressure on at the end of the buzzer, and that will do it. Kearney Catholic with a 65-36 win over Donovan Trumbull. They improve the record now to 8-7. Donovan Trumbull now falls to 5-8 on the year. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Find a truckload of savings on the ag tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 reduces fuel costs and downtime. BKT pivot tires give great traction and long tread wear. Come see the new generation of low-profile tractor tires with the Mitas AC85 R1W. Ask about getting a $100 rebate on Firestone tires. Call for current prices on their tires in the size you need at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney Catholic rolls in impressive fashion here, sweeping the doubleheader against Donovan Trumbull. The boys win it, a final of 65-36. The Kearney Catholic girls also won 69-14 in the game. Let's check the numbers. And a huge night for Kearney Catholic's Brady Holtmeyer with 27 points. But let's check the numbers first of all for Donovan Trumbull, who fall now to 5-8 on the season. Thursday they'll travel to Thayer Central, so they'll be back in action on Thursday. And again, they had a little bit of foul trouble, some turnover issues, and never really got their offense into high gear. They were led by Noah Keller, who finished with 6 points in the game. Jacob Kreidel with five. Skyler Jenkins came off the bench and finished with 5 points as well. Zach Christensen with five. Tristan Stevens with four. Ben Turner with three. Reed Schultz with two. Tate Mazur with two. Tom Pfeiffer with two. So they had 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 guys scoring somewhere between 2 and 6 points. So balance, if you're looking for balance, certainly Donovan Trumbull had that. Unfortunately, they didn't have enough scoring punch, as they shot only about 37% in the game. And again, one of the numbers that really kind of stands out to me is the turnover numbers, as they did not take great care of the basketball. They were out-rebounded by Kearney Catholic 28-26, but the big number is 24 turnovers for Donovan Trumbull compared to 12 for Kearney Catholic. And for the Stars, as we mentioned, Holtmeyer had a huge night tonight. He finished with 27 points in the game, and it was just kind of a steady thing. He hit some shots, but most of the damage was done either in fast break opportunities or posting up in the paint. And Brady Holtmeyer finished with 27 points, 5 rebounds in the game. Zach Jackson with 15 points, 3 rebounds. Nathan Williams off the bench. He scored in double digits. He finished with 10 in the game. John Hoosman with 4. Bryce James with 3. Hunter Ozentowski with 5 points in the game. Cam Moore with 2. And Tyler Mestel with a point in the game. Kearney Catholic led by 11 after one quarter. They led by 15 at halftime, and they win this one by a relatively comfortable margin of 65-36. You're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. So Kearney Catholic shoots the ball pretty well tonight, 28-57 unofficially. I had them shooting 49% from the field. Many of those, because they were able to pass the ball so effectively, get some steals and some layups on the other end, and that's just kind of a boost into your shooting percentages. And Kearney Catholic really didn't really feel like they shot that many three-pointers. They were 6 of 17 from behind the arc, so they shot about 35%. But 17, it just doesn't seem to me like they shot that many three-pointers on the night, but 17 still is a pretty healthy number. But the Stars win this one comfortably, a final of 65-36. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Scott Carlin, head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. We'll do that as we'll continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Right after this timeout.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Kearney Catholic wins it in boys basketball relatively comfortably, 65-36. And kind enough to join us to talk about it is Kearney Catholic head coach Scott Carlin. And Coach, after a tough offensive night against St. Cecilia, you guys really looked very good on the offensive end here tonight.
Yeah, I thought we had probably a little more solid game plan put together by the coaches, and the kids executed. I mean, it helps when Brady Holtmeyer kind of goes off a little
about
bit.
To say.
And then Zach Jackson had 15 again. So it's kind of nice that it wasn't just one guy. It was two guys that really stepped it up and I don't know exactly how many turnovers we had, but it didn't seem like we had
a barrage. Nine is what I had.
So I don't know too many teams that would turn down nine turnovers regardless of the pace. And when we're pushing the ball, you take that.
And I really thought you guys passed the ball extremely, extremely well. I mean, I can think of just several times where that extra pass, and sometimes it was to Holtmeyer and sometimes it was by Holtmeyer, but just good passing tonight.
Yeah, we talked a lot about yesterday getting the hockey assist almost. Not necessarily always having to get the assist, but maybe you set up the guy that makes them come with two so he can dish it off. And we talked about just being unselfish and playing team basketball, and I thought we were able to do that most of the time.
And again, Brady Holtmeyer with 27 points, but it was, I don't want to say it was a quiet 27, but by what I mean is it wasn't like he was forcing it. The game came to him, and when the ball found him, he found a way to do something nice with it.
Yeah, I think that's a credit to our guys because they started off trying to junk us a little bit, which they had done some previous games, and they were going to leave Brady open as one of their two guys, Brady and Tyler. And the first time we kind of run a little high screen by Brady, and we just told him pop open, and he hits it. And I think Brady's one of those kids, especially if he gets a little confidence, the sky's the limit for him, so that's really encouraging.
And he did it both ways. He did it with the drive. He did it on the dribble. He did it with just pulling up and spotting up a few times. I mean, just a little bit of everything. And boy, when you get 27 points from anybody, you're going to be in pretty good shape. Then you chip in another 15 points that Zach Jackson had for you. I mean, then that's a huge start for your offense.
Yeah, but I don't feel like those guys forced anything. That was the nice thing is –
I would agree.
It didn't seem like we had to say, okay, yeah, Zach had 15, but he took 20 shots to get there. I mean, we've seen games like that where the guy he scores 15, he scores 20, but he takes 35 shots to get there, and you're like, okay, did he really help your
there's
team?
There's no Carmelo Anthony line out there tonight.
So, I thought the guys did a great job, and our guys understood they had the hot hands, and they kept feeding them.
And it does kind of mean that you have to kind of give up yourself because you got some guys that scored well underneath their average. In fact, your rest of your starters only had 1 point.
Yeah, I know John Masker came over one time. He was frustrated because they were really checking him. And I go, by them worrying so much about you, by you cutting, it opens up two other guys sometimes. And he goes, well, just let me cut through the lane all the time. And that's a very unselfish attitude that we're blessed to have on this team, that guys just look up the scoreboard and say, we won. It wasn't what I did. It wasn't anything else. It was we won. And tonight it was Zach and Brady with the hot hand. Maybe Saturday it's Tyler and John. Maybe it's Harrison. Maybe it's Cam Moore off the bench, Nathan Williams, whatever it is. But we're blessed to have that right now, that guys don't care about it.
And you mentioned Nathan Williams off the bench. He finished with 10 points tonight, according to my records. And, again, that's an indication of just kind of right place, right time. He hit a huge three-pointer that really, you know, they were tightening up a little bit. He hit the three, and then you guys went on a nice little mini run again.
I thought that three was huge because it just showed our confidence that our guys have in each other and in themselves that, hey, I'm open, I'm going to shoot the ball, which is a blessing and a curse at times because we took a few rushed ones. But Nathan just showed, okay, you're not going to guard me. That's not smart.
Okay. Well, now we can really turn our attention to Boys Town coming in on Saturday. Again, you played at their place last year and really kind of saw a lot of athletes, a lot of athleticism. This year, they're not having the same kind of season. They come in at 6-6. Tell us a little bit about the Cowboys.
I would say that's a deceptive 6-6. I think they've played all upper C1 teams and class B teams. I mean, so it's not a 6-6 where you're losing to teams that are 2-3. They're losing to the Gretnas, the Scuts, and things like that by 10 points. So we know they're athletic. I think they had one kid move in from Brooklyn, New York, that they had a little blurb on. But, you know, we just don't get to see that type of stuff. So we'll have to be focused, and we'll have to take care of what Kearney Catholic does and not worry so much about what they do and just come in with a solid game plan.
All right. Well, we'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate that. Scott Carlin, head boys basketball coach here. The Kearney Catholic boys win 65-36 over Donovan Trumbull, and the Kearney Catholic girls earlier 69-14. And again, kind enough to join us to talk about it, Steve Hartman, the head coach here for Donovan Trumbull, is sliding in here, and we'll get his comments here as we kind of make a little bit of room. You know, if I can fit here, coach, with my this, what I got to. Here in my belly, you can get in there too. You're in better shape than I am there, bud. Tough game here. They just offensively, it seemed like they were kind of took you guys out of your game plan a little bit.
Well, they really did. They just tend to speed you up, and we knew that coming in. We tried to get a big in the middle of the floor and catch the ball and just get things slowed down, but our guards just never got comfortable in the basketball game, and we played a little mentally fatigued, especially when we got down. And this is our sixth game, and I think since the 8th of January or 7th. So we've played a bunch of basketball games. We got two more at the end of this stretch, so on Thursday and Friday. So we've got to come back. And, you know, they just – Holtmeyer was just tough around the rim. It seemed like, to me, they had seven guys around the rim at times. You know, they just go to the board so hard, and we just didn't do a very good job of rebounding or taking care of the basketball, which are the two keys for us.
Right, because you guys have a little bit of a size advantage, but really weren't able to capitalize on that because of the pressure they put on the ball, that you guys weren't able to really post up your big guys.
Yeah, and we lost one of the big guys early. He got in foul trouble early and wasn't able to play a lot. Jake Cridle, I thought, played one of it. He's really started to play pretty good basketball, and the game got a little bit quick for our other big, but like I said, our guards, the biggest thing was our guards got sped up, and we could get into, our floor spacing was bad, and we didn't pass and catch the basketball, you know, and that's how scores get like they got tonight.
And you don't have a lot of time to lick your wounds because you travel to Thayer Central on Thursday. Like I say, this is a long stretch for you guys. And you obviously, if you want to finish where you want to finish, you're going to have to find some way to rebound here in the next
week. Absolutely. And that's what we talked about. And we've got a resilient bunch of kids, and we've got a lot of young kids. Actually, our three seniors, are seniors, but we had seven seniors graduate. They've played a lot of basketball for 3 years, so these guys are all pretty new to this deal, and this is their first time seeing Kearney Catholic, and it's a different style of basketball. Every time you see it, the game slows down a little bit for you, but we just got the ball taken out of our hands two or three times early in the game where we tried to prepare our kids, but you just can't. They don't understand until they get out there and get an opportunity to experience that.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody can kind of show in practice what the other teams are able to kind of throw at you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, we knew basically where their defensive positioning was going to be and where people were going to be at, but we could not replicate the quickness and the way they close on the basketball, and especially when the ball's in the air. And they thrive on tips and getting the game going up and down. And we gave them way too many layups.
I do have to get your comment on the play of young Mr. Holtmeyer tonight.
Oh, he was wonderful. I mean, he killed us a year ago as a freshman. He had 14 or 17. I don't remember what he had in the basketball game, but he just a bulldog around the rim. And we told our kids that we need to take a lesson from, you know, the way that they play the game. And we've got to strive to be more like that. You know, not necessarily be Kearney Catholic, but we've got to play with that toughness, that grit, and do the things that we want to do our style.
Well, bring that grit when you play Thayer Central on Thursday.
We will sure give it a try.
All right, Steve, appreciate the time. Steve Hartman, head boys basketball coach here at Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic wins it 65-36. As we mentioned, Donovan Trumbull will be traveling to Thayer Central on Thursday, a girl-boy doubleheader. The Kearney Catholic boys and girls don't play till Saturday, an unusual doubleheader that you'll be able to hear here on ESPN Radio. It'll be Wayne against the girls in the afternoon, and then about 5 o'clock will be the tip between Boys Town and the Kearney Catholic boys. Don't forget, on Friday, we'll be out in Lincoln for Lincoln East taking on Kearney High in a girl-boy doubleheader right here on ESPN Radio. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Caleb Henry back in the studios. Want to thank you so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.